Hey everybody, it's Daryl Turner, and it's been a little while since I've shared some content with you, but I really, really am excited about what I'm going to share with you today. You see, today I want to talk to you about the driving force of your business. I want to talk to you about the driving force of your life, the ability to accomplish, the ability to achieve, the ability to complete goals, finish tasks, to get up and get moving. It all boils down to the simplicity of your reason why. You know, it's amazing that we look for and seek out what we would call motivation. One time I was on a cruise ship and Raquel and I were talking to a couple and we were looking at the pictures, you know, that they take on the cruise ship and the ones, the 5x7s that you can buy for $900 a piece or something that they took of you when you got on the ship. And we were talking to this couple and the guy asked me what I did. And it's kind of hard to explain what I do, but there's a general term that everybody understands. And so Raquel looks at him and says, well, he's a motivational speaker. So the guy just looks at me and he says, oh, that's cool. So do it. And I said, I'm sorry. And he says, no, go ahead and do it. And I said, do what? And he said, go ahead, motivate me. And I don't know if he was trying to be funny or if he really thought that I was going to be able to come out with some whiz-bang message right there in the photo gallery to motivate this guy. But I looked at him and I said, you know what? I can't. And he goes, what? And I said, nah, I can't. And he said, you can't because it's me, or you can't because you can't. And I said, I just can't. I can't motivate you. I can inspire you. I can intrigue you. I can excite you, but I can't motivate you. You know, have you ever met somebody that said, I'm self-motivated? Yeah, that's all there is. Self-motivation is the only motivation that there is. Because the word motivation, you have to think about this now. It comes from the root word motive. What is your motive? What is your OPR? What is your own personal reason for doing something, for attempting something, for accomplishing something? What is your reason? So as we send out this short episode today on motivation, the number one thing I'm going to encourage you to do is always be thinking about your reason why. Not just what to do. What's your why? Why do you do what you do? When you can identify your reason why, when you can identify your motive, and you can put action behind it. Now think about this. Motivation is really motive action. It's action based on your motive, right? And a lot of people say, well, gosh, Daryl, you know, I'm not very motivated to do this or not very motivated to do that. Let me share another principle with you. Motivation rarely comes in its full form before you start your action, before you begin to put in your effort. Motivation arrives at its full form, excuse me, good thing I'm not a speaker and don't need to talk for a living, right? Motivation arrives at its full form while you are putting your action forward, while you begin to do things. So if you're not feeling motivated, start anyway. If you're not motivated to do something new, begin anyway. Because when you begin something, when you're putting effort forth, when you're applying action, the motivation will arrive at that point, the full motivation. You might have a little motivation to be fired up enough to start something, but don't think that this big wave of motivation is going to come over you before you should attempt to begin doing what you need to do. So again, let's just kind of recap a little bit. Motivation doesn't always come in advance. Sometimes it comes in the midst of what you're doing. So get started. Motivation is not what somebody gives you. It's the gift you give yourself. There's no true motivation anywhere, at any time, for any person without knowing the reason why, without truly knowing the motive of why we're doing what we're doing. So if you're in business, what's your reason why you do what you do? If you're in sales, how about this? If you're in sales and you're going to pick up the phone and call a prospect, why are you going to call them? Not what are you going to say, but why are you going to call them? And now that's your motive. That's your own personal reason. So, do they call me a motivational speaker? Sure they do. But why? Why do they call me a motivational speaker? Because they don't know what else to say. But remember, I may do this for a living, but I don't have the ability to motivate you. I have the ability to inspire you, encourage you, excite you, but I can't motivate you. Only you can motivate you. So if you're not spending time each day asking yourself this question, why do I do what I do? Why? What is my motive? What is my reason that I can put action to? Remember, motivation is really motive action. It's putting action to your reason why, to your motive. So think about your own reason why. Think about the reason why you do what you do, the reason why you're even listening to this podcast right now, the reason why you're going to make another sales call, the reason why you're going to hire somebody within your organization, the reason why you're going to come home a little early and spend extra time with your family. What's your reason why? Because when you know your reason why, your own personal reason, you, my friend, have found the only source of true motivation that there is. Hey, I hope this has helped you today, and I hope that I've inspired you, not motivated you, but inspired you. And if I have, pass this podcast on to your friends. And if you ever have a topic you would like to hear me address on one of my short episodes, email me that suggestion at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for listening, and I will come back sooner than later. Talk to you soon.